Growing up in South Fulton, Tennessee, I had heard of the major icons of the civil rights movement, Dr. Martin Luther King, Roy Wilkins, and Whitney Young. I thought I had heard the entire story of how civil rights legislation came into being. In fact, we heard about it every February during Black History Month. My own school, not so much. But one summer night in 1983, KET aired a made-for-TV movie that completely changed the way I viewed that epic struggle. It was called For Us, the Living, and it told the story of the life, career, and untimely murder of Medgar Evers. In the movie, famed actor Howard Rawlins played the lead role of Evers, a World War II veteran and Mississippi's NAACP field secretary, which was the hotbed of racial tension in the 1950s and 60s. It told the story of his courage, the love and support of his wife Merle, played brilliantly by the singer and actress Irene Cara, and his assassination at the hand of white supremacist Byron Della Beckwith. My understanding of the history of the civil rights movement had changed forever. I was 16 at the time, and it forced me to do some serious reading and ask questions of the adults who remembered those tense but optimistic times. Evers was one of the early civil rights leaders looking into the lynching of 14-year-old Emmett Till in 1955. He was also instrumental in helping to facilitate the integration of the University of Mississippi. Like the grassroots leader that he was trained to be in a previous life in the military, he was determined to completely upend the system of Jim Crow racism, and it cost him his life. The most poignant part of the movie was the assassination scene. His family sat in the living room watching President John Kennedy deliver his speech proposing federal civil rights laws in the wake of the unfolding drama in Birmingham, Alabama. Medgar drove his car into the driveway and had just gotten out of the car, and then a bullet struck him in the back, forcing him onto the pavement. Merle heard the shot and saw her husband bleeding profusely and lying on the pavement. Her shrieks for help and those of her children pierced the dark summer sky. Medgar Evers had become a martyr in the cause of human rights. He was 37 years old. That part of the movie was the most striking to me. And if the lesson had ended with his death only, it would have been a permanent tragedy as if in a Shakespearean drama. The reality is that Evers' death shook the conscience of an entire nation to its core, and his dream for an equal and just society was on the horizon. So, what did I take from that movie in that moment? That evil and oppression are real, but so is courage and the desire for freedom. That ordinary people can do extraordinary things if their minds are made up. That leaders can come from the grassroots as easily as they can from a giant spotlight. And finally, I learned that the dreamer may die, sometimes they're gone too soon, but the dream and desire for human freedom is timeless.